We expose everything going down on the timeline, and we've got some great topics today. First, we're going to be talking about whether or not we are like over Sha'Carri Richardson. We have some thoughts about that. There was Kanye's Donda, I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, his album Listening Party, where he brought a couple people to the stage, controversial people to the stage. Then there is OnlyFans reversing their decision to stop sexually explicit content on their platform. And then lastly, we'll get into whether Justin Bieber is the Prince of Pop now. We'll see about that. So today I'm Jared D. King. I am joined by Mama Shay. Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You're also joined by Khalid Rivera. Hello, sir.
Hello.
All right. Now, as you can see, Marcus is no longer with us. He has decided to kind of focus on his own thing at the moment. And we wish him well. We wish him the best of luck. Still love Marcus. Let's just run into this and let me get quick updates from you guys. Mama Shay, what's been going on with you and what are you drinking today?
I was at a three-year-old's birthday party all day yesterday. Friday, I had to go and set up. It was a lot of fun, but I kept finding little corners to just be by myself in. And then everyone was like, oh no, you don't feel included, come back. And it was just kind of like, nah, I'm good. So today is definitely a recovery day from the people and the work. And then because I still have stuff to do at home, it's just me and my Dr. Pepper today.
Okay. All right. Dr. Pepper.
Ooh, wow. Haven't heard.
Dr. Oh, my
Pepper.
Goodness.
Ooh, I didn't even know Dr. Pepper was still around.
It's my favorite. Oh, my gosh.
I want to say hello to Connected in the chat. Hello, sir. How are you? And Khalid, why don't you give us a quick update of what you've been up to and let us know what you're drinking today.
Listen, I'm enjoying the last few days of the summer season, well, the unofficial end of the summer season. I've just been, you know, hanging out with friends and starting off my morning. Well, it's afternoon. You know, have some OJ, some orange juice, wake me up.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. As far as I am concerned, really, I have just been working on, I finished my review series for this Chasing Reality show that maybe, you know, if you watch my channel, you've seen it. Done with that. I was an interesting whole series of of reviews there. And I played Dungeons and Dragons yesterday. I did my weekly Dungeons and Dragons thing, but that was actually our first time since like 2 weeks ago that we'd actually played. So it's slowly moving along. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to continue playing because I am also trying to plan a whole new podcast. So stay tuned for all that stuff soon. But what I'm drinking today, actually, I am kind of bucking the trend, I guess, of non-alcoholic drinks because I actually have a Chardonnay.
White. You usually are not, you're with your Malbec.
I know. But you know what? I feel like Malbec is more of like, you know, late afternoon, like
nighttime.
You know, Malbec is not for the morning, not for brunch. You know
what I'm saying?
I think we are ready to just jump into these topics. The first one that we have, of course, is Sha'Carri. So she recently placed last in a race, and she had this to say. So let me pop this up on the screen. Hold on 1 second, because I thought I had this. Thought I had this set up. Here we go.
I'm not upset at myself at all. This is one race. I'm not done. You know what I'm capable of. Count me out if you want to. Talk all the shit you want, because I'm here to stay. I'm not done. I'm the sixth fastest woman in this game ever.
Okay. So that's all what she said. Why don't we start with that? Because that seems to be the the first of many of many things that she says that's kind of ticked people off. Khalid, what do you think about what she's saying here? Do you think that there was anything wrong with what she said, or her wrong with her attitude? I think a lot of people kind of reacted strongly to that, like you shouldn't really be saying anything or talking after losing.
There's nothing wrong with being confident and loving yourself and, you know, giving your pep talk to yourself. I think people were upset because, you know, she cursed. She said, you know, shit. And to me, it came across that she seemed very disappointed in herself. So she was really trying to, you know, boost herself up, you know, to save face. I didn't see anything wrong with what she said. The issue is that leading up to the race, she was talking a lot of stuff, you know, pretty much that she, you know, she's the best and she's gonna, you know, beat, you know, these other runners. And then it's just like, well, all that talk, you're a whole bunch of talk, but no action. And then you're talking, then you lose a race and then you're talking like this, like you won. And yet the winner, you know, and other, you know, runners, they're a bit more humble, you know? So it was just a lot of things leading up to it. And then she does this.
Okay.
Listen, so see, I feel like I was one of the very few people that I did not support her. You know, it was like, oh, you know, how can she be, you know, excluded from the Olympics because, you know, she tested positive for doing marijuana. I'm like, but girl, like, that's still considered a drug and you knew the rules. Like, it's unfortunate you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know what she was saying prior to that point of the race. And so that may have, you know, kind of clouded people's or been front of mind when they were reacting to this. But this clip alone did not bother me personally, because I'm just like, she's just kind of, she's just not talking down or downing herself in the moment. You're like,
she's not doubting herself. She's like, you know, don't count me out.
Yeah, basically. And I don't think that she was necessarily talking crap about anybody else. She even went on to say, you know, congrats to the other runners or something later on in that clip, which I can't show because YouTube is probably going to cut me off. So that's why I only showed you those few seconds. Connected to saying, as a former track athlete, she is damaging her career on and off the track. At this point, she is known more for her antics off the track than her performance on the track. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get to some of that, some more of her, what she said off the track in just a moment. But Mama Shay, real quick, just about like this moment that she had in this interview. What are your thoughts?
So I feel like she was really, especially kind of leading up to it, because she was so out there about she was going to win and blah, 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 that news people were going to come to her regardless. They were going to come and put her in front of a camera, whether she won, whether it placed middle, whatever. She was going to be interviewed after it because she's been so vocal previous to it. So with all of that, like, people really wanted her to see her like crying or upset or humble or whatever. And it's like, you know what? Obviously, she wasn't going to do that. I could tell from when we were talking before, we weren't going to get that regardless of whether she won or not. So people have been really invested in seeing her as a young, Black, confident woman being humbled, specifically and publicly. Gotcha. And she's just not giving people that satisfaction. Whether I think she was wrong or not is a whole different thing. But I don't see anything wrong with that particular clip. Like, don't give them what they want. So I'm for it.
Right. Now, the other thing was her saying the S word on TV. Like, that didn't, I mean, like.
She smoked marijuana before the Olympics. She's not going to care what's coming out of her.
That's true. Like, and I'm surprised it wasn't bleeped. And then where was her, like, where's her coach or her manager or her publicist? You know, it's quite strange that they allow that to be on air. Interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe it was done on purpose to not bleep it.
Yeah, Connected is kind of echoing you there. He said, as I've said on Twitter, she has a lawyer, an agent, and possibly a manager and publicist. Where are they to consult and guide her?
Agree. Yeah.
But we all know people who don't follow directions.
That's true.
It doesn't strike me as somebody, if they're going to say, be humble, you know, tone it down. But she doesn't really strike me as somebody who's going to be like, oh yeah, let me tone it down because somebody told me to.
Yeah. No, she's not going to do that. But she has struck people the wrong way in other instances. And we may not be so much on her side with this one. Let me put this up on the screen. If I can, okay, yeah, got it. So there was a tweet by at Dilla MMV. Allison Phoenix offers Sha'Carri Richardson words of encouragement on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Sha'Carri throws shade saying it's not real. So basically, there's the quote of Allison Phoenix saying we should give Sha'Carri Richardson the support she needs. And then on Instagram, she's talking, you know, encouraging words on TV shows are just as real as, well, nothing at all. Mm-hmm. So there's that. There was also the liked tweet that people found in her Twitter, an offensive tweet about Jamaicans that she liked.
That was unliked.
And then there were also those tweets about, you know, there was an old tweet that somebody dug up about her saying, you know, if you're gay, you're gonna, I don't know, something along the lines of you're burning in hell or something like that. And then more recently, there was the tweet about, like, you know, if you follow Lil Nas X, unfollow me. So,
but isn't she bisexual or lesbian? Doesn't she have a female partner right now?
That's what the streets are saying. That's what I've read in the tweets. That's what
I've seen that in several media outlets. But then I don't care enough about her to like dive into it. But I've seen that all over.
The logic is not there, if that's the case.
It's not.
but like, what are you guys thinking about this whole side of the story? Because I mean, there was such a outpouring of support for her with the, you know, with the marijuana thing.
I wasn't supporting her then.
Okay, well, why not? And then where are you now with this?
I mean, why are we rewarding people, athletes that did not follow the rules? Athletes that, okay, so you have to understand the Olympic Committee, that has nothing to do with, you know, the national rules. This is an international committee and they have the rules, and marijuana is still considered a drug. You know, it may not be obviously performance enhancing, but it's still considered drug, you know, a substance. And she knew the rules and she self-destructed, unfortunately. Why are we rewarding and praising somebody like that when yet you have other athletes that have been training and following the rules and they're playing by the books and they're being extremely healthy and doing their thing, but yet they're not in the spotlight for being a good athlete, but yet you have someone that's in the spotlight because she tested positive and she's self-destructive. So you're rewarding bad behavior rather than rewarding somebody for their talent.
Those people were, I will say that those people were, I mean, if we're talking about rewarding versus not rewarding somebody, they were rewarded by actually being able to go through the process and actually be on the big stage of the Olympics. I think she served her punishment for, you know, for that. And I don't think that, you know, the public necessarily was rewarding her for it. I think that they were just showing, I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say that she was, I think that they were just kind of giving her a pass because, I don't know whether this is entirely true, but something along the lines that she, at that moment, she had been going through some grief or something, and you know, that was just a part of what she did to get over it or whatever.
Yeah, she said that.
You know, I mean, I think it's okay to forgive mistakes like that.
Absolutely.
However, we have seen a consistent pattern of craziness.
Well, you know, in times of crisis, that's when you see someone's true colors, and she's showing her true colors in her not in her best moment.
Crisis now? I mean, because now I'm now like if
well, and, when I mean crisis in the sense of like, you know, things aren't going well for her, right? It's not, and that's, you know, someone's true character, you know, traits are being, you know, that's when it is put to the test, and when you see people's true colors, you know, how you handle things, and her true colors are coming out, you know. I would love to know what you guys think about the whole Alice and Felix thing, because I have a theory about that.
Well, Mama Shay, why don't you step in and let us know what you're thinking about, like, what we've said so far, and maybe the whole Alice and Felix thing.
Yeah, so as far as the Alice and Felix thing, it was just real disrespectful for Shakari to do that, because obviously Alice and Felix is a decorated athlete at this point. And, you know, she wasn't trying to get her shine on with her or anything like that. It was really supportive in her just trying to embrace a new athlete to the field who's obviously making news and stuff and being like, hey, guys, don't be so hard on her. She deserves our support. So then to like lash out at that was real odd to me, because I'm like, yo, this is somebody who you honestly should be looking up to. Like, she has set some standards here that even if you believe you can break through or pass some of those standards, why are you going to tick off other people in your sport who are actually supporting you? The other issue as far as like her marijuana use and what have you, I know that her mother passed pretty recently, and they were saying that that's why she was like using weed or whatever. I honestly don't care about the actual reason. My biggest issue is that you have soccer players who are Olympians, as well as like hurdlers and softball people and all of this, who are using CBD, and they don't test for that. And that's my biggest issue. If you're going to be against one part of the plant, you need to go ahead and say all of it. Because how is one that's literally proven not to be performance enhancing, it does the opposite, and you're not okay with that, but other Olympians were literally heralded as and pushing their CBD products as the Olympics went on. So that's where I have the issue. Is that it's looking real similar to that crack and coke type of distinction when it comes to minorities and specifically the Black community versus the white community. So that's my issue. I don't really care about, like, if you're going to do it straight across the board. So anybody pushing the CBD stuff, go ahead and lump them over there too, or allow all of it. So that's definitely my major issue, because it's looking real like that racial profiling type of thing that we've seen happen throughout the years.
But I mean, do white people, I feel like white people smoke weed too. So it's not like that.
But I'm saying they didn't get kicked for the CBD stuff, and they are very open. Like, this is part of my regimen. This is how my body recovers, is using CBD. Okay. At the same time as she's getting kicked out.
And let me know. I mean, because my thing was, and this is why I didn't speak about this on like Twitter or anything, because I just didn't, it seemed like there was a distinct difference between the two types or something.
So biologically, like the THC does give you the high feeling, and most of the CBD does not. It's only like those anti-inflammatory type, like byproducts and benefits. But that's kind of my issue, is that CBD is, if you just look at pricing kind of across the board, it's going to look about 3 to 4 times what you're spending for weed.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so like, it's the price discrimination and stuff too. So like, okay, and is it readily available? Who's it readily available to? And you have to take into consideration the economic effects of all of that as well. So that's why I was saying it's really echoing like that coke and crack type of thing, because it's both of them are the same, but one is readily available in the poorer communities and the other is not. Or it's so much more expensive that even if it's there, it's not accessible.
Okay. So, I mean, it looks like we have a very nuanced kind of discussion here. What do you think about like these, like, I would say these anti-gay tweets almost, or at least that's how they appear on their face.
No, it's not surprising. We know within the African American and the Hispanic community, it's very homophobic. So it does not surprise me at all.
Okay. And she had that praying grandmother, like, anytime you add in the Black church into it, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have the homophobic thing, like, tied pretty closely. So while it is disappointing, it's disappointing to me anytime I see somebody, like, I quit my tattoo artist because of that. you know, I'm not going to support that regardless. So, you know, I support her in, like, the what I see as a discrepancy as far as the testing and how it's applied, but her as a person, I'm not a fan. But that doesn't mean I'm gonna say she shouldn't, like, have the same rights and be treated equally.
Agree.
And all of that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the whole thing with Alice and Felix, I feel like there's something going on there, because maybe she felt like, it seems like she feels that, like, Alice and Felix is being very phony, because maybe they don't really communicate, you know, outside of the track. Maybe they never had an actual conversation. Maybe, you know, Alice and Felix never approached her and said these words, like, I support you and everything. But then maybe, you know, Alice and Felix waited to just go on TV and say it instead.
Did she have the same, did she share the same space for that to even be available? I mean, she was kicked out of the Olympics.
That's true.
You know?
It's so, like, who knows? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, but I just feel like if you're going to be shady to somebody, your audience needs to be able to get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this just seemed very out of left field. It's just like, okay, well, she was supporting you, so why did you come back at her with that? So, you know, regardless, I mean, I wouldn't need anybody to ever say anything to me if they were going to support me with their platform. You know what I'm saying? You know, that wouldn't be...
Age difference. How many of us are, you know, Allison Felix has been in the Olympics at least a couple of times at this point. So you're looking at least a 10-year maybe gap or more as far as their ages are, like, you know, I'm not running around with people who are early 20s, early 30s, really.
Right. You know,
I have some that are a little bit younger, but, you know, if they're not from the same place, not having the same management, or was there a reason for them to be in the same room at the same time for her to give that in person?
That's true. I don't know. I'm just trying to understand the reason for the shade and, like, the backlash towards Alice and Felix. Because it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why?
You know, when you're used to being attacked, you're going to, like, swipe at everything, whether somebody's coming to give you a hug or hit you. So that's kind of how I looked at it. I was like, she's just hitting everybody because she feels like she's being attacked.
Right.
Some may say that maybe she was looking for a headline.
Again,
who knows, because she's not that savvy of a, or she doesn't strike me as that savvy of a celebrity just yet. But we do know who is Mr. Kanye West. Woo! And he definitely got the headlines. We could not talk about his listening party. We saw, you know, Kim Kardashian in the wedding dress, like, after they got divorced. Okay, but and then also he brought a couple of people to the stage that got a lot of us raising our eyebrows. DaBaby, who we all know what happened with his homophobic / anti HIV positive people rant. And then Marilyn Manson, who was also facing 4 sexual assault cases at the moment. So what was the reason? I think this is another moment of, like, what is the reason for this? Why are you promoting these people? I mean, but I can't really say I'm surprised. It is Kanye West after all, but Khalid, you look like you're about to burst. So please.
I know why he brought them on the stages, because they all share something in common. They all at some point or currently now are constantly being attacked, and they're part of the whole cancel culture, and they have all these accusations. So it's like, you know what? We're gonna stand for each other, like to show this, like that we can get past this. We're like in the same group, and we're here for each other.
You know, that is
the outcasts and the outlaws is like we're forming our own, you know, thing.
I just don't know if Kanye has ever truly been canceled. I think he had a really bad week after he said something about slavery.
He's had a lot of moments, so
whatever that was that he said. But even after that, after the Trump support, after running for president and potentially screwing up votes, just by virtue of being available to vote for, and all of his messiness, it's just like
I am only here to say that I'm tired of his antics being excused by his mother's death.
Yes.
Ooh. Are they still using that line?
Yes. Oh, and that's why he's titled after his mom, because he was like, oh, this could be taken the wrong way. He's absolutely, if nothing else, Kanye knows how to play the public. If nothing else. And I feel like this was, especially by bringing DaBaby and Marilyn Manson, you are coming back for all of those people who have kind of dropped off since pre the Kardashian clan. Since pre that, you're picking those people back up. And some of them, like Marilyn Manson, and maybe I'm just fully out of the loop here, which I'm not really in the loop for Marilyn Manson, but I don't know, or I haven't heard of him really releasing a whole bunch of anything new. Like maybe here or there, some collectors.
Yeah, he's been focusing more on acting and more behind the scenes as well. Like, I mean, I remember, man, when Marilyn Manson was a huge deal, and I remember like in Times Square, like there was a huge billboard of him. Like he was a big deal. But in the last couple of years, he's been doing a lot more acting.
Right, so he's like not really on the music screen like that. And so I think by bringing him, Kanye is potentially opening up his audience to even more people, because you wouldn't expect necessarily Marilyn Manson fans to be Kanye West fans.
Yeah, that's typically true.
So he's broadening out that way. He's trying to capitalize on that, kind of like Khalid said, like, we're all the controversial people, but we're still here. We're still people. We're going to band together and get through it. And then on top of it, just the fact that he named the album after his mom, I feel like he's bringing in those other ones who were like, it's all because of his mom. His life is a mess. And not to definitely make little of losing a parent, because obviously that is an extremely tragic thing when you are that close to your parents. So not saying that he wouldn't be messed up or what have you, but I'm tired of people using it as an excuse to excuse just his really blatantly trash behavior.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there are two ways to get famous. It's by putting out really, really good work and people just happen to catch on, or it's just being completely the opposite and just being super villain. And you know, I think that that's kind of what is going on at this point. It's just like, how much controversy can I stir up? Not because it's anything good, but because, you know, let's just bring out the most controversial people up on stage.
No publicity is bad publicity. It all counts.
Unfortunately. And I just feel like not only with Kanye, but a lot of artists now, it's not about the music anymore. It's like all these gimmicks to sell. So their talent is not the gimmick. It's like all these antics outside of the music is the gimmicks to have publicity, to then sell, to have your music, you know, to sell your music, you know, music sales and to be on the charts. It's very sad. It's no longer about the talent, no longer about, you know, the music.
And it's self-degrading because, especially in Kanye's section of it, you know, there have been doctors that have said yes, and he even admitted that he was diagnosed with bipolar and won't take his medication. So it's like, not only that, you're publicizing something that can potentially be very damaging to a lot of people in your audience as well. And then using it like, well, this is my creativity or my creative process. No, that's literally mental instability that you probably should, you know, get in check.
Yeah, because he has a, it's just a lot of ups and downs. You know? Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, so tired of that. Tired of Kanye, to be quite
honest.
Instead
of Kanye, can we con not?
Does that work? Thank you. Thank you for the try, Mama Shay.
I cannot with Kanye.
But that also reminded me when we're talking about people actually using their talent to actually be put up there. I mean, I you know, my girl Beyonce is one of the, and like, I'm going to just have to mute connected from the chat stream when I say her name. But you know, she's kind of the opposite, but she was kind of a little bit of controversy this past week with the Tiffany's ad, where she was like, I don't know, like the first Black woman to wear that diamond necklace or something. We'll get more into that in Splitting the Bill, but yeah, interesting conversation to be had there. I also want to bring up this OnlyFans topic because we weren't here last week when the shit hit the fan. And the shit hit the OnlyFans. So they recently had a reversal of their initial canceling. We talk about canceling. This is cancel culture. Okay, when like if you want to talk about cancel culture, this is how you shut people down. Is when you build a platform that comes to popularity through sex work, and then you completely knock all of them away and say we're not going to be using you guys anymore. Goodbye is basically, and that was basically what they had announced last week. Now, a few days ago, they announced that they reversed their decision after an outcry, and after a lot of people were very upset and talking about moving their business elsewhere, after other businesses started seeing surges of people. You know, OnlyFans had claimed that the banks had made it hard for them to continue doing business as is. But, you know, I've read an article where, you know, they didn't really state exactly what the resolution was to make that change. So I don't know. I just think it's very interesting. But what do you guys think about this whole issue and about their reversal?
Child, they saw those bank account numbers dropping. They saw people pulling their money out. They saw accounts being canceled. And they were like, oh, wait, none of y'all? And some of the people who left were not posting necessarily sexually explicit things. Mm-hmm. It was in solidarity. And they really, I think they are tone deaf at a business level, because sex work, you know, if you look even 10, 15 years ago, it was very hush hush. No, no, you don't say this. But in enlightenment and women's empowerment and everything else coming along and realizing that women and I mean, men too, not saying that only women had.
Like there's more men on OnlyFans than women. Sure.
Right. So just with like the shift in acceptance throughout, you know, whether it's the LGBT or women or what have you, but accepting that everyone is a person and has a right to express it in a certain way, and that we're no longer like shaming, like, oh, you're a streetwalker, we don't talk about that, you know, that type of mentality. I think the businesses are still with that because their execs still use people. They're still bringing in, you know, crews of sex workers and such. And they still keep it hush hush. It's still something you don't say. You know that it happens, but you don't say. So now they thought, I really believe that OnlyFans thought, you know, we're getting away with this because it's a stain on our brand or whatever. They didn't realize that that's the only thing the common folk know as your brand.
That's right.
And so those numbers went down and they were like, oh, we made a really big mistake. And I really honestly hope that none of the people who left go back. Let them die in their poverty and mistake.
Yeah, I don't think they'll go back because they don't know if it's going to happen again. And this is a perfect example of how we the people, very powerful, if you all come together in solidarity and be like, no, we're gonna protest against this or strike whatever, it's like, then, you know, there's powers in numbers when we all gather together and we all, you know, are fighting for the same thing. It's powerful. And yeah, OnlyFans, they realized they made a big mistake. It was all about money at the end of the day. I still don't understand, though, why they made that decision in the first place when that's all people know you by.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they're... I can't go into detail because I honestly don't understand all the financial stuff there. I know that it was definitely like Focus is saying that it's more of like an organization. Focus is saying that it was an organization, but I'm reading that it was a bank, that it was like JP Morgan, like the, one of those types of financial organizations. I don't know exactly the organization. Like I put Focus quote up on the screen, but I'm not entirely sure what organization he's talking about. He's saying it's a heavily religious organization that was pushing them. There was also
a lot of those banks are tied religiously and politically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, those big players in those spaces go very deep into the financial world too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there was that. There was also, I mean, I think there was like a, like one of those, investigations, like, you know how you'll turn on like these special investigations on TV. Mm-hmm. And I think they were talking about OnlyFans and how they're not really regulating their content as well as they could be. And I think that their initial decision from an article that based on I've read in Vox.com was that decision came on the heels of that investigation and they were trying to get away from some stuff. So it could have been multiple factors.
Pornhub had some of that recently too, though. So it might have been against or across kind of all platforms that support sex work, I guess, is the best way to put it. Because I know Pornhub was getting hit for... you know, either underage or just like people sex trafficking type videos being allowed to be on there. And so it might have been kind of on the heels of that they were then looking at OnlyFans to try and see if some of those videos that had been pulled, if they wind up on OnlyFans and you still have that same issue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So interesting. I mean, you know, it'll be interesting to see what people do now, only because there were a lot of people were using OnlyFans, which was kind of surprising to me last year. I mean, you know, we didn't have a whole lot to do last year, 2020, when we were locked down, but I did not expect all of my Twitter mutuals to start OnlyFans.
Yeah, I wasn't going to spend money on that. I have more important things to spend money on. Please, no.
But there's no shame in spending money on that if that's what you're interested in.
And no, I just feel like I can spend my money on other things. I'm like, and literally, like, I'm like, if you want to watch porn, you know how many sites are on there that you can just watch it for free?
But I think these people, literally, it's only fans. So it's the people who are fans of specific people. Not just looking for any type of, but some are. Some are very tied. You know, these, whether they're porn stars or just amateur stars, what have you, some of them are tied to that. So they'll support them in any way. And other people were just like, I personally know one person who was on my Twitter and she started for 1 week because everybody was always making comments about her. But she started for 1 week. She made her $3,000. She shut it down. And then she went on to pay her college tuition with it. So she was like, that's what it was for. I hit my mark. I'm done. So I'm like, hey, if you just want to shake a butt cheek at somebody and they hand you money, if somebody's going to pay for it, enjoy.
Yeah.
I just won't be paying for it.
No, I mean, I kind of feel the same way, Khalid. I'm not going to pay for it either. I mean, if I want to watch that, I could go. There are other places to go to watch stuff if you need to. But yeah, you know, I mean, you know, no shame in anybody else paying for it or paying for a specific or supporting a specific person. That's all cool. But we do have this last topic to jump into, which is Justin Bieber. People are calling him the Prince of Pop, and it's because he recently broke a record for most monthly listeners on Spotify. He got up to like 83.3 million monthly listeners on Spotify, which is insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are celebrating by calling him the Prince of Pop. Do you guys think that this is correct? Is Justin Bieber the Prince of Pop?
I don't think he's just the Prince of Pop just because of the Spotify record. I thought for a while, I felt like there was discussion that wasn't Justin Timberlake considered Prince of Pop. But if we're just going to go on album sales, chart records, you know, if we're just going to go based on the numbers itself, just exclude talent, but just based on the numbers itself, I can see why Justin Bieber would not be considered, you know, Prince of Pop, because he does extremely well on the charts and the Billboard charts. He has several number one songs. His albums and his songs they sell really well. So I get that as far as the numbers. I just thought for a while it was Justin Timberlake, but I guess not anymore. And you know, doesn't seem like Justin Bieber is slowing down anytime soon.
So. I never heard of Justin Timberlake necessarily being named a Prince of Pop.
I remember there was a lot of discussions, yeah, that he was like being considered because there was a lot of similarities with his style and Michael Jackson, the singing, the dancing, the video styles.
Really?
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
Because I feel like Justin Timberlake, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like Justin Timberlake would more likely be placed in the R&B category.
True. Mm-hmm.
But are they, I mean, I guess, he could be considered pop, I suppose, because, you know, I mean, it's popular music, first of all, mm-hmm. but second of all, he would be more easily considered pop for the reason of calling him a Prince of Pop because he's white. I mean, that would just mm-hmm. be easy to just,
yeah.
Whereas somebody like Usher would probably not be called the Prince of Pop.
He would never be called the Prince of Pop because he's black, even though him and Justin Timberlake can do the same music, but Usher will never be called Prince of Pop.
Right.
So I have a further question with this one.
Okay.
Are they calling him Prince of Pop as in like part of the royal suite, like King, Queen, Prince? Or are they calling him like Prince, the symbol?
No.
Person.
No, they're calling him like Prince of Pop, like the king, queen.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I wanted to make sure on that before I
No, I mean, I think a lot of people kind of had that reaction too, was like, okay, the Prince of Pop is Prince. Okay. So let's that's what a lot of people were saying and a lot of reactions mm-hmm. to this were. And yeah, I mean, I would agree if you're just looking at numbers. I think that is a, you know, a staggering amount of people to listen to you per month. I think that could possibly warrant that title. But I feel like to have that title on a bigger level on it, to really have that title is to have some real influence and some, I mean, like, not to say that he's not influential because I mean, that many people listen to him, that he has some influence. Let's be for real. Mm-hmm. But he's not changing culture. Yeah, I personally don't see it. And I'm, you know, and this is me as, you know, I'm, you know, a 34-year-old man. I'm not listening to Justin Bieber like that. But, you know, yeah. Is he, yeah, he's not really changing the tides of music. He's not really changing culture. He's steadily doing his pop thing and that's cool. But Prince of Pop, you know, to be somebody, to be under Michael Jackson as the King of Pop, I would think you'd have to be, you know, doing some genre shifting stuff, which I just have not seen. I would say
Lil Nas X is probably doing more of that now. This is based on Spotify numbers.
Huh?
This is based on Spotify numbers. There's, well, this is, right? Yeah. So this is, there's Apple out there. There's Pandora still has a couple people, you know, kind of chiming in. There's Amazon Music. So to me, you'd need to be on top of at least most of those, if not all of them.
Well, that's what I was mentioning before, like his chart success, you know, in regards about, you know, the Billboard charts, you know, he does extremely well on the music charts. You know, he has several number one songs, he's charting all the time, and then his albums sell really well. So I can understand if we're going by numbers, not just the Spotify, but if we're looking overall in his chart success and his album sales success, then I can understand just based on the numbers why they would call him Prince of Pop.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I get it. But
yeah, and
I think we can all agree that we don't agree with the title, with the actual title. No. Like, you know, we understand why you said it, but we don't agree.
Yeah, my other thing is I honestly don't know, like, even with his chart things, where he's going or who's actually listening. I feel like I didn't pay attention to music a lot before, but especially now in my 40s, I'm probably going to hit like the 90s playlist and keep going. So I don't know anything about people really out right now. And it's just like, well, okay. I mean, if y'all say it, sure. You know, you can go with that, but I probably wouldn't agree with like most of the new stuff that's coming out across multiple genres. So
yeah, because the music, there's not a lot of good music, like, you know, consistently coming out with great music. Not like I feel, for me, I have to agree with you. I felt like the last decade of great music, that like music, great music coming out consistently, was the 90s. Because then after that, I mean, even in the early 2000s, there was some, you know, great music. But now, as far as like something that's like really good and great artists, like, it's not as consistent as far and wide in between.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think that there is probably, I mean, the thing is that we are just in a different place. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I don't know whether you guys are on TikTok. I know that that is one of the entry points into knowing what is on today. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I don't use TikTok like that. And I'm older, and I'm not in school where I am just surrounded by people who are listening to a certain type of thing. And, you know, there's a different culture that comes with that. And so I won't necessarily, my thing is, I refuse to be that old person that says, you kids today don't know music. I'm just, you know, I really don't want to be that person.
I listen to all this stuff now today. I mean, I listen to the radio every single day, and, you know, I like to keep up to date with what's going on in the music industry, and just, you know, what's out there. Yeah, you know, there's some good stuff, and then some I'm like, okay, all right. But like I said before, I feel like it's more about gimmicks and antics than the actual talent in the music itself.
Okay. All right. Well, I will leave you there, Mama Shay. I keep forgetting to ask if you had, you're supposed to get our Oracle cards or something. Did you pull a card for us today?
Ooh. So
I have it sitting here, and I was like, I don't know if we're doing it. But I do. I keep the deck. I keep
forgetting to ask you at the beginning of the show, which is what I mean to do, but give it to us now. Why not?
All right. We'll just see, because I'll shuffle and see what we come up with here.
Okay.
All righty. So we have Bring It Into Form, which is hilarious to me, because we were just talking about getting people into shape. You know, Shikari with her attitude, like, get it together. Even with trying to figure out what Mr. Bieber is doing, and like, is it in the right spot? Is it in the right form? So it's not about what he's doing, if it's even necessarily right or wrong. It's like, but let's get it into some sort of shape so we can understand what's going on, you know? And so I feel like that's relevant to today's show. You know, it's everything. It's like, even with Kanye West, it's like, get it together. Whatever you're doing, just get it together. You're all over. Let's, like, and you know, even like with this picture on here, which is what I would tell like some of my clients, if we were talking about that, you can see that there's like a footprint and it's kind of in water and it's creating those ripples. So, you know, getting yourself into the right form is going to ripple effect into all the rest of your life and what you're doing. You know, if your home is just, you're messy, I'm sure we've all had those days where it's just like, no, I need to get this together. It's, you know, it's driving me crazy. I can't function. That's going to be me today because I've been away all weekend and it's time to clean. But it's like, you know, if that's out of form, it can definitely affect your work week. You can't find the right clothes or the right accessories that you wanted. Or if work is a mess, it's going to impact your home life too. So it's necessary to get in the form, to choose your form, be really specific about how you want to be presented, and then make that ripple out and kind of taking control of your own life and form in that perspective.
Got you. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. I think that was definitely on point, as always. I mean, you know, but we are going to head over into splitting the bill at, I think, well, we'll start that at 2 p.m. So we got a little bit of time here. But again, you know, I'm Jared D. King. I'm here with Khalid Rivera and Mama Shay. You can catch us. Why don't you guys let us know where we can find you guys. Khalid, why don't you let us know where we can find you online?
Oh, well, I'm on Insta, Twitter, Facebook, at Khalid Rivera. My first name, K-H-A-L-I-D-R-I-V-E-R-A. So at Khalid Rivera.
All right. And Mama Shay.
And mine is Twitter is at Love Eternal, L-O-V-E double underscore E-T-E-R-N-A-L.
Okay. All right. And I have everybody's stuff below in the description if you're watching this on YouTube. So just scroll below, click one of our names, and click follow, okay? Because we're going to continue our conversations online. So thank you all for joining us. And let's raise a glass. Let me put some more stuff in my glass. How about that?
Oops. I got my orange juice. Hello.
Well, you know what? I need to go get a cool one because it's been sitting next to this hot computer now. But I'll just raise an empty glass for now. How about that? So until next time, be careful what you say, because the boys and girls will brunch.